President Mills says the government has made unprecedented achievements under its Better Ghana agenda since 2009. He's therefore promised Ghanaians more, especially in the area of infrastructural development. President Mills stated this when he inaugurated one of the 50 Millennium Schools of the Accra Metropolitan Assembly at the Salvation Army Cluster of Schools at Letabi Okoshi in Accra. Sethiya reports.
The AMA abolished the shift system in the metropolis beginning from the 2009 to 2010 academic year. It therefore decided to build 50 two-story unit classroom blocks to accommodate the 89,000 pupils involved in the shift system. President Mills asked the pupils and the teachers to make maximum use of the facility.
Saying and say is meaningless. And those who say we have not done anything can see this for themselves. It is clear evidence that we have fulfilled many of the promises that we made. And I'm happy to be associated with this. I want the children to take advantage of this facility. As time goes on, I am confident that we will be able to add more. And I want to use this occasion to thank all those who have contributed to make this possible.
Minister of Education Lee Okran said the government is committed to ensuring quality education. He said the state-of-the-art facility is a true manifestation of the government's Better Ghana agenda.
There are those who talk, and there are those who work, and there are those who produce. Mr. Okobandapoy, thank you very much. Build more of such schools, because in the manifesto of the NDC, there is a team investing in people. We have four teams, and one of them is investing in people. Investing in people means educating people and seeing to the head of people. What you see today is a very big building. It befits the status of Accra as the capital. You know that these buildings were for secondary schools. Under the Better Ghana agenda, secondary school buildings are now being put up for basic schools.
The AMA chief executive, Alfred Vanderpoy, said the assembly is determined to complete all the schools to uplift the standard of education in the metropolis.
It was just unimaginable to go to those classrooms and see classrooms crowded with sometimes 110 children, sometimes 90 children, at the instruction of one teacher, with only a period of 3 hours for instruction. Your Excellency, you have always challenged us to do the right thing. And so knowing that God is with us, the assembly made the bold decision to end the shift system. And thank God we did. What we were doing was, under the circumstances, providing equal access so that all of children or pupils within the Accra metropolis will have access to 6 to 8 hours of instructions.
Some pupils shared their joy with Radio Ghana.
I feel very great because the school is very beautiful.
I thank God that God will be there for us. The president. God bless you.
Everything is fine about the school, so we are happy to see Katano. We learn hard. We will say thank you to the government.
You're feeling happy?
Well, I'm feeling happy that the government has built a new building for us, so it will help our neighbors to grow and so on. I was saying to them that God will bless the government to give us friends to look after us.
I feel happy. I'll let you go on.
President Mills also inspected the constructed storm drain at Mamponse.
Sethiya reporting.